Yeah, hello.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Hi, John. One of my representatives had said that you had just called in. How's it going?
I'm calling in just to follow up one, say thank you. He called me. Jesse called me this morning. And,
oh, yeah. No, this is Jesse. Sorry. I know. My voice, it fluctuates.
I thought this was that young lady I talked to yesterday.
No, yeah, I was just not born with as much testosterone as some people, so, you know. It
No, I truly get, I just didn't.
Yeah, so I worked everything with Samantha. I'm sorry, I should have followed up with you. That's my fault. I just thought that everything was good to go for the client interview tomorrow, so she's not doing that until tomorrow. So
okay,
I thought maybe she would talk to you, but I should have done my due diligence and called you myself.
No, you didn't need to. I was calling to say thank you for, you know, the opportunity to do business with you. I wasn't calling about that because I just wanted to make sure that we had provided and ask you on from my end is, you know, if was y'all able to get everything handled? That was what I was trying to.
Oh, yeah, no, I appreciate it, John. I really do. I did get everything set up with Samantha. She is very lovely. You know, she is just darling. So I appreciate that. And everything worked out. She's doing the client interview tomorrow in the morning. And so we have everything set up for her to do all kind of the back end of it and then for the prospects to call you. So your potential prospects to call you directly.
Perfect.
So.
Yeah, so. So you understand, I don't know if I had a chance to share this with you, but I did with, what was the young lady's name that helped you yesterday?
Nadine.
Anyways, I was telling her that Samantha is my niece and her father, my brother, died at 44 years old of pancreatic cancer.
Yeah.
And that was his baby.
Yeah, she was actually telling me that because when I first called, I was like, you just have the best dad in the world. And then I was like, oh, I mean your uncle. And she was like, you know, he is basically my dad, you know, and she mentioned that to me. That's, you know, you really are. She's really lucky to have you. You know, I mean, I was telling her, you just exude warmth through the phone. You know, I don't get that with everybody. So it's really nice to know.
So my goal here, just so you know, is that they had an admiration to be in the construction business, which I had done for 30 years and retired.
Uh-huh.
And
okay.
I'll share a little spirit story with you if you got a second, because she,
yeah.
This is how this all developed was they come to me and asked me to plan about 3 years ago for construction.
Okay.
Didn't have a clue. They never. Her husband is a very handy guy, but not very business involved.
Okay.
But they come to me, ask me to help them, just write a business plan. And then their motive, I think, the whole time was, well, if we can get them to help us, you know, that'd be even better. So anyway, they come to me after I've helped them write their vision, you know, they're about me, those types of things, and they pop a question on me about, hey, would you consider coming to help us build a business for a while? And my answer, just right off of that was, not no, but hell no.
Yeah.
So, wasn't interested. I was retired. I go to church that Sunday. First that I go to, I live out in the country. It's a small church, probably 40 members at most.
Mm-hmm.
When the service is over, me and my wife's walking out. I'm going to walk down the stairs. And as clear as you can hear me and I can hear you, a voice right behind me said, Bubba, take care of my daughter.
Real
quick and looked, and my wife's standing there, and naturally the stairs is just two little stairs, so I'm blocking everybody. And she's like, did you take your meds this morning? I said, yeah. I said, I'm fine. So we walk down and we get in the truck, and she lets her baby, and she said, "Baby, you got me concerned. You look like you saw a ghost." And I looked at her, I said, "What'd you say?" And I explained to her what had just happened. And she said, "God's telling you, you gotta go help him." Cause I'd already told her what they asked me. She was like, "Well, maybe you should, maybe, you know, get." And it was the best thing that ever happened to me as well, Jesse, because it woke me up into, you know, back into society, sports, playing a lot of golf, you know, things that,
yeah,
activities that I was missing that I didn't even feel like I was missing because we're traveling a lot and doing our thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, my wife was probably tired of me being home all the time because she's been always been a housewife and I was always working. But she got her space back and it's truly, it's set on nothing but morals and values.
Right. You
know, and that's why this company is just blossoming. I mean, we're taking off, man, in a fast, as fast a pace we want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And my, you know, goal to them was, we did a partnership. I said, we get this thing built to be iconic in our community. Nowhere but just a small region where we're at. And then we settle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if we want to stay in construction, then we just buy and sell houses. With them.
Yeah.
I believe an economic crisis is coming in the very near future for most people that aren't prepared.
Yeah. I mean, I get chills, though, hearing that story. I mean, really, it's just goosebumps. You know, I wouldn't doubt it. You know, I mean, I really hope not. I mean, it's like this for a lot of people right now, that people that aren't prepared, you know, that don't have the expertise you have, or that are out there just opening up their own businesses right now that are really struggling. You know, it's definitely, it's hard all the way around. I mean, you've been alive long enough to know. I mean, they say that America has a recession like every, what, like 10 years?
About every 20 years we go through a hard one. This isn't recession.
This is depression.
it's not even related to financials because our country was as stimulated as it could possibly be.
Yeah.
4 years ago, right? Economically, America could have done any better, and here comes the pandemic, right? But that being said, the corruption that's going on upstairs, I mean, something that a lot of people don't know anything about. I'm a former military guy, right? I got friends that are generals, 4 and 5 stars, corporals, majors, you know, that our government is fighting with our military.
Mm-hmm.
Because our ports are full of China's products.
Mm-hmm.
That when before Trump left office, and I don't know if you recall this, he went to China, he went to North Korea, and he went to Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He met with all three leaders, and the promises that he made to them was, with North Korea, if you test one nuclear weapon under my administration, I have 4 ships in the Gulf that is going to drop a bomb down your hatch and blow that missile up in your country. And the second one's going to your house, and here's a picture of your wife and kids. Don't play games or you're dying. He went to Putin. Told Putin, if you attack the Ukraine on my watch, we will make sure they defeat you. And
yeah.
Then he went to China. He went to China and told China. And I'm going to tell you the moral of the story before we end. He said, we no longer have a deficit with you. Technically, you owe our country money because we're the way you built your dynasty. You've used our weak administrations and policies. So today, mm-hmm. when I walk out of your office, we no longer, we trade, I'm putting an embargo on you that says we only trade dollar for dollar. So for everything we send out, what we send in, you buy our products.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then he got knocked out of the box. He lost the election.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the military is under order to stop import. That's why when you order something, these sites like Temu and all that, they're bypassing the ports and they're shipping directly from China to the United States.
Uh-huh.
Not going to transport large volume because none of that's coming in here. Well,
right.
China's losing trillions of dollars that's been sitting in our ports since COVID.
Mm.
And it can't move. It can't be opened. The United States military has put a hold on Biden because he promised China, you get me in office, I will let the, I'll open those borders, right?
Mm-hmm.
He tried. He tried. And the military shut it down. So right now, China is going ape shit. They're fixing to hit Taiwan.
Yeah, I saw that.
Within the next 6 months, they will attack Taiwan. They're going to make us show our hand because now you got to think about this. Everybody says, well, what if China decided to have war? I say, guys, don't y'all realize that if China blew up the United States, right, they crippled themselves. It's all their money anyways. They own half of this country.
I mean, I really think China owns us, really. I mean, you know, it's in our social media, our products, our everything, you know. I mean, it is. I don't know. I mean, it's.
And it's
I really,
okay. It's okay to have world trade. It's okay if they're producing products that Americans can use. But what's not okay is they're going to kill our kids. You know what I mean? Our kids and grandkids are fixing to fight. That'll be a cold war.
Yeah.
Because Russia is no threat to nobody. They can't whip a little bitty country.
So, yeah, it seems like it.
No, for real. Russia, when they told when they divided, they lost 90% of their ability and their technology. They had a lot of it. But it's not stuff that really is, it's kind of like having a beeper in a cell phone era, right?
Yeah.
It's no longer effective because there's so many things that can detect it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not set up with the anti-shields and all that, right? So that's why they could take a little bit of our equipment from over here and provide them with that. And they're basically holding their own.
Mm-hmm.
Ukraine. Now they're starting to attack Russia. They're knocking out their infrastructures. But that's not them. That's the United States.
Yeah.
Okay. Because we know that if this war comes about and we're going to have to fight it, we can't be blindsided from another side. So the first thing that will happen is we'll engage in some type of airfare, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Russia is going to be knocked off the map, so they're out of the equation.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think everything that you've said has been, like, the most logical I've heard from anybody. You know, it's all, it seems like you're really good at seeing kind of both sides of the equation.
Well, I do. I'm not a party guy, you know. I'm a Southern Democrat by birth.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
And I live in the South, so I'm not a party guy. Voted both sides, probably on a pretty balanced scale based upon what was best for our country.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, I did vote for Trump because I thought he had a little more sense than he did.
Yeah.
Now, he's a great economic guy, right? But I voted for him because of who was his vice president.
Yeah, Pence. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, knowing that we're looking at Pence's credentials, because can't look at Trump's, right?
Yeah.
He had.
Yeah.
And, you know, Ronald Reagan wasn't a politician, and he was a great president for this country.
Yeah.
But Trump could have been that, too, if he would have ever put that egotistical idiocy that he possesses.
Mm-hmm.
He is the most narcissistic human being you'll ever meet in your life.
Yeah.
And he could not come up with the audacity to say, hey, guys, wait, that's a good question, a valid question. But what I'm going to tell you is when y'all appointed me president of this country, it was for my economic knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason I feel that we're a whole as a cabinet is my vice president will take on all those political questions and hand it over the mic, get off of social media, and, you know. So then this administration's strategy for going into the election was let's form holes in society. Let's incite riots, which is what they did, and filmed them with no accountability for burning people's businesses, robbing people of their lifelong work without no criminal action. But you prosecuted every person that climbed that wall.
Yeah.
You know, but you let all them people go out there and riot, and then the only one you arrested was a guy that shot somebody for doing it.
Yeah.
So the government had a plan. Black Lives Matter, where's it at?
Right.
I wrote a memoir on LeBron James's page that got over 700,000 likes.
Wow.
Because I said, LeBron, I want to let you know my name is John Aldridge. I live in Houston, Texas, and I'm not hiding behind anything. I grew up in a poverty-stricken neighborhood during the era of where segregation was depleted.
Mm-hmm.
And you, sir, incited the reactions, and you was the face of bringing justice and taking racism out of this country. And guess what? Everybody relished in it. And where are you now? Where are you now?
Yeah.
Right? You're doing nothing to continue the suppression, the peace of mind of the black people by ducking in a hole now because all your sponsors started saying they're going to drop you if you don't get off the subjects.
Yeah.
But I want you to tell me, you think about this. When's the last time you've seen a death count on COVID?
Just when I look at the CDC, I don't know. I mean, my grandma passed from COVID, so I try not to, look into it. She was kind of like how, you know, you are to Samantha. She kind of raised me, so I mean, I had COVID not that long ago.
Yeah. I lost two buddies to COVID. Both of them had underlying conditions.
Yeah.
And the unfortunate part about it is I almost lost my wife. And I was turned
COVID?
On to... Yeah, and I was turned on. She was in the hospital, in the ward, telling me they're going to let me die. So I called a surgeon, a friend of mine. He referred me to a surgeon at Methodist Hospital, and the guy told me what to do. I went and got an oxygen tank from an oxygen company so I could keep her oxygen till the next day. I took her to a clinic, and I'm going to tell you this, and I want you to look at it. It's called monochlorothiazide. It's an infusion.
Okay.
For people that are in the deep state, it will only work if you're at a certain level, which is almost dead. Okay?
Okay.
I took my wife, sir, and got that infusion at 8:30 in the morning. The night before, I had to keep her in the recliner. She could not take the mask off for more than 20 seconds. Couldn't breathe. I get her up, load her in the oxygen in the truck, take her to this clinic. They do this monochlorothiazide. It's legal. Don't get me wrong. This wasn't a bootleg story, I'm telling you. This is an infusion, like an IV. They run through your body. It took 30 minutes. When we left there, when they brought her out, I was like, man, this is some kind of joke. So I put her in the vehicle with the oxygen tank. I walked back inside and I tell the lady, I said, hey, what just went on? I said, sir, we gave her an infusion. She is reacting to it right away, so we know it's going to work. It's just going to take about 4 to 8 hours, and she'll be fine. I'm like, man, my wife is dying, right? I'm telling you all this. No. She said, just calm down and trust that we know what we're doing. I said, okay. I brought her home, and I hadn't slept all night. I stayed up, watched her, you know. And I told her, I put her in the recliner with the oxygen. She's still having breathing problems. I said, baby, I got to go to sleep. I must lay right here and get a little bit of sleep. If you need anything, you call, you holler and not call here. I must have fell out for about 5 hours. And when I woke up, I looked over at the chair, and she's not in it. And it freaked me out. You know, I said,
yeah.
What happened? I get up and I look, and she's in the kitchen washing dishes. The oxygen tank rolled up, the cords on it, sitting against the wall. Says, what are you doing? You know? She's like, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm fine. I don't have any breathing issues. And so anyone you know, if they have COVID, you ever see them starting to decline? The FDA, this is an approved FDA method, but the FDA does not want us to know about it. And I will give you one piece of advice. Go back and look, if you can ever look up on Hulu or whatever. Monochlorothiazide. Just type in monochloral infusion, and it'll come up.
Oh, okay.
But the weird thing about that is that they're not administering it. So yesterday I was at a client's house, and she's a head of Methodist Hospital, all the Methodists, bigwig. And I told her about that story, and she looked at me. She says, well, you know, for my profession, it doesn't work for everyone. And I says, sure, okay. She says, but it is the most effective method when people are going south with COVID, and especially older people. I said, then why are we not hearing about this? And she says, because the government and the medical facilities don't want to take a risk on, if it don't work, malpractices, right? And
yeah.
I was like, but you told me it works, and I saw it work. She says, but it's not for everybody. And that's all she was telling me. And I was like,
it looks like it was approved on April 25th in 2022. The FDA approved the supplement Velcluri and expanded it. And I guess that's what this is, the monochloral antibodies. So that's what it is. It is the Vel.
Have you heard it? Have you ever heard them talk about that on the news?
No.
They're not going to, because they're getting, big farmers getting rich off people dying of COVID. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah.
That's a conspiracy theory. You've got, that punches you in the soul because it happened to one of your family members, right? But I passed that on to you because that's the way we're being treated as a country. You know why?
No, absolutely.
They saved it for the rich.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Everything was balled up in California that was available in the United States, and that's how actors, doctors, you know, the people that have the inside access, there wasn't enough of it to go public, is what they say is the thing. But
yeah.
Donald Trump said on the stand, there is a alternative method to hospitalization, and this is what I took when I got COVID. And Biden basically disputed that and said, that's not been proven. That doesn't work, Donald. He didn't want to even talk about it because people be crying foul. Why do we not know?
Yeah. I mean, I don't doubt that Big Pharma, you know, is trying to kill us all. You know, I mean, they approved fentanyl, you know? It's just,
right.
I mean, it is really, you know, if they're going to approve, the FDA is going to approve fentanyl, you know, why wouldn't they approve something that's actually going to help, you know? So, it really is just, I mean, it is crazy.
They took it the highest bidder on the COVID vaccination. And nobody else's method is approved anymore. spoon one of them and, you know, push them out. But I'm not a conspiracist at all. I love this country and I love people in general. But that being said, I'm not the type that I'm not going to shut my mouth, you know, about our rights and stand up for the people that I risk my life on and serve for, you know, 13 years, fighting three wars for us to be lied to and for the purpose of personal gain.
Right.
Biden is going to get probably, just between you and I wouldn't be surprised if he loses, if they don't execute him or Hunter. China. Because they make a lot of promises. They're going to do a lot of things that we ain't doing.
You know, I kind of feel like he's probably not going to win at this point. Honestly, I really just hope that neither one of them win. You know, can we just start over? You know? I don't know. At this point, I have no idea. But I think that just people should not be this old in office. And, you know, I mean, in Congress or in the Senate, Dianne Feinstein should not be in office until she dies. You know, like, it's crazy. She was like 91 years old. That's insane.
Pelosi's getting out of there after this term anyways. And that's only because she don't want to be there when all the exposure comes down. The reason they don't want Trump to win the election is because he's going to spill the beans.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
So they're timing all of his court appearances to be right when they're doing debate, campaigns and things on the road.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean,
that doesn't surprise me.
Old as you, because I want new blood, and I want the truth.
Yeah, same. But, you know, as long as politicians are being paid for, then it won't happen, you know? I mean, that's the problem.
It's called my dad.
Yeah.
It's called my dad's, right?
Mm-hmm.
As long as they got the power in, you know. But I believe I'm just the type that I keep faith in God that He's gonna, you know, right the ship.
I hope so. I really do. You know, or else we'll start over as a new society. I mean, either way, you know, it's
there's so many good people out there still. Once I got out and started working, it's really what kind of woke my mind up to say, man, they're painting this picture to be pretty shitty, but I don't see nobody acting shitty. You know?
Yeah.
Excuse my language. In Texas, they passed a law where it's open carry. Anybody can carry a gun anytime, right? Guess how many people walk around with guns on their hips? No.
Well, I lived in Texas. Yeah. I lived in Dallas for a short period.
I'm talking about now. Abbott passed the bill that it's open carry here, right?
Yeah.
So, And everybody started freaking out. Oh, Texas is going to become the wild, wild west. And I literally haven't seen one guy walk around town with some six shooters on his hips, you know, holster. Now, they're carrying, but everybody's been carrying since they started passing the test, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I got a gun everywhere I go.
Well, you know, it's, John, just really they keep us divided because if we all actually united and then had firearms, it'd be a problem, you know, for them. So it's keep us divided and make us think the most awful things about one another. And, you know, I come from a family whose perceptions and perspectives are very different from mine, and yet we still get along, you know. And, I mean, it's just I think
who they are.
Well, and that's the thing. At the end of the day, we all want the same things, you know? Like, we all want safety, security, you know, food, and, I mean, the basics, and, you know, some people want to be ambitious, and, you know, but, I mean, I don't think that anybody is really out to, like, hurt anybody unless you're, like, actually, like, a serial killer or something crazy. But, you know, generally speaking, most people are pretty good. You know, it's just about...
Just to add on to what you said, they they use a scare tactic to make people feel like you better choose them or us.
Yeah, I know.
What's that first debate between them two? My wife was laying in the bed. She wouldn't even watch it. And I walked back there and I said, baby, if this is the best two choices the United States has to run this country, we are in a world of
yeah, I just can't even believe our options at this point. It's just so crazy. It's just, I don't know. Seems like a very bleak election coming up for sure. Well, John, it's been such a pleasure talking to you, but I have to hop into a meeting right now. Yeah, absolutely. I really do appreciate it. I could honestly sit here for another hour talk with you. You know, I really could, but I just really have to jump into this meeting right now. But I appreciate your time. And I texted you over my extension and phone number, and I texted it to Samantha as well. So, I mean, you guys will be working with your account management team. But if you ever need anything or need something escalated or whatever it may be, then you can definitely always reach out to me, okay?
Yeah, and I wanted to say I know how the process goes. We get moved on to the next most important phase of this, but I just wanted you to know personally that I appreciate you.
Absolutely. Well, I really do appreciate you, John. I really do. And I appreciate you sharing. You know, it means a lot.
Yes, sir. Have a blessed day.
You too. Bye.